very pleased to have with us now Browns running back Chris Obanaya. Chris, welcome back to Berea.
Thank you, Vic. Thank you for having me on.
So tell me this. You've had the offseason to do some work on your own, and I want to start there because before you get to this phase, there are, I'm sure, certain things that you focused on. Walk me through what a player's individual, what your individual calendar and schedule was like from a workout standpoint from the end of last season. When did you get started, and what were some of the things you were doing?
Well, basically, a lot of that stuff, I would say, is predicated on what happens in your exit meetings and what you talk to about with your individual coaches. But for me, I probably got home. I went to Houston initially, went to see my dad, and then took a week or two off, and then just slowly started getting back into things. And I wanted to make sure I maintained my shape. And then in between that, took a little vacation, came back, and then really started to get after it, working on different things, change of direction, speed endurance with my trainer down there in Houston. So it was a very beneficial time, and we had a couple of months off, so it really gave me an idea of how I needed to go about preparing for this upcoming season.
And you talk about that exit meeting with Gary Brown, your running backs coach, and I know you visit with other coaches as well, but specifically, were those some of those areas, change of direction? What were some of the things, maybe on a short list, that were identified as areas that you wanted to target?
Well, for me personally, those are, personal things. GB basically told me that, he wanted me to continue to progress in the offense and continue to learn, and I wanted to give myself the best opportunity to do that. And so there were things that I told my trainer that I wanted to focus on, and he watched a little tape, and we went from there.
And how do you feel after that? I mean, is that, I know you it's a continuing process, but as we sit here now, do you feel that there have been some breakthroughs in your own, that you feel that you can add these things and that they'll make you a better player come 2012?
Yeah, I do feel that, absolutely. I think that it's still very early in the process, and I think that this summer, right before training camp, is a very crucial time to really nail those things down, and it'll be more evident during training camp, when it's more physical and more strenuous. This is really a time to polish things and get prepared for that, and so I would say moving forward, that would probably be the most telling sign of that.
And Chris, as you look back to 2011 for you, a very tough year for a player to come in off of a practice squad, the Houston Texans, to join a team where the season's already in progress. And it always seemed to me, although I thought you did remarkably well in doing this, but you were playing catch up. You're trying to learn not just an offense, a team, but teammates, tendencies of everybody. Your blockers, Colt, the play calling, and all that rhythm, all that stuff that's important to having success. You were learning on the fly. I mean, as you look, I know during the season you probably didn't think that much about it, but as you reflect on it, how challenging was that? And for you, when did it start feeling, if it ever start feeling comfortable?
Yeah, like you said, it was definitely a process. 1 week I was active in Houston and then practice squad, and then the next week I was gone, and I came to Cleveland. And luckily for me, I had experience with Pat my rookie year in St. Louis, so there was that familiarity there. However, like you said, it's on the fly, and a lot of times you just go in and you just play. You study and prepare yourself to play the game each week, and a lot of times you can see what the defense is doing, and it gives you a better idea of how you need to go in and prepare. But this year will definitely be different, not just for me, but for everybody on the team, simply because we have a full offseason to go through, which we didn't have last year. And hopefully that makes a great difference for us this year on the field.
By the end of last season, did you feel you were, I know you'd been a St. Louis Ram, you'd been a Houston Texan, but did you feel the identity, the closeness a little bit with being a Cleveland Brown?
I did, and I think that comes with playing a lot and being a part of the offense and being a part of special teams and actually having a role on this team. And my goal this year moving forward would be to expand upon that role. And like I said, I have this opportunity during this offseason to really get better and really try to induce myself into the offense and try to grow. So, moving forward, hopefully we can do that.
Chris Obanaya, Browns running back, joining us here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. And just in general, what's it like to be back in the building with teammates, to have all of you here, or most of this team here, the off-season workout starting on Monday. What's the kind of the chemistry, camaraderie feeling that you get?
It's very positive. I think that a lot of the guys, we did become very close. You know, unfortunately, we didn't win all the games that we wanted to win, but you're still a team and you still bond. And, you know, coming into workout and being around one another is the best way to build that camaraderie. It's the best way to become a closer unit, a better team. And so, you know, just to come in and be able to visit with Monterio, just specifically in our group, and B-Jack and Armand, Owen, Eddie, and GB, to be specific, it's been good. And, you know, working out with some of the other guys in the mornings, it definitely helps to build that trust and renew that work ethic that we need to have as a team to get better.
And I know a lot of people want to know, you know, when a team is coming off of a 4-win season and knowing how frustrated the fans are, wanting more and excited now that you get into the 2012 season, a chance to get better, a chance to be the kind of team you want to be. From a player standpoint, what do you sense in that regard as far as like the challenge ahead to do much better than 2011?
I think that's any year. You could be the Super Bowl champion like the Giants are, and every year is a challenge. You know, every year the NFL schedule is difficult because it is the NFL. It's the highest level of professional football competition. And so I think that what we have to do is control what we can control as players and let the coaches control what they can control, and then go into each game with that mindset and take it one at a time. And you know, when we come into off-season and OTAs, we take each day one at a time to really tell ourselves to get better, really focus on the little things and the details, and I think that will help us grow as a team. And then moving forward into training camp will prepare us for training camp, which will then prepare us for the season.
Speaking of the schedule, it was announced yesterday, and I don't know if you had a chance to really even dig into it, study it a little bit, but as you look at it, and I put a copy in front of you here in the studio, as you look at it, anything in particular jump out other than just knowing September 9th, you got the Eagles at home, and is that pretty much as far as you're going to let your focus go, or are you looking at anything else?
Well, yeah, I mean, now that I see it, the first thing that I look at is the first preseason game.
Okay.
Because that's the very first test. That will be a good barometer to see where we are as a team.
August 10th against at Detroit, yeah.
Correct. But, you know, as you fast forward, you see, you know, we go through the preseason, Green Bay and Philly and Chicago, and then obviously our first game is against the Eagles. So that all the preseason, all the training camp that we go to will be built towards that Philly game and preparing for that Philly game. For me personally, I think that I look at everything as one game at a time,
right?
One practice at a time. What are you doing to prepare yourself to get better for that game? That's everything that I build up for. So for me, it'll be for the first practice of training camp.
Sure.
And after training camp, it'll be for that first Detroit game.
And then really, you can't allow your focus to get much further than that, because you really just want to be completely set on what you got to do for that particular week, because in this league changes so much. You know, you start saying, well, yeah, they'll face maybe Andrew Luck when they play the Colts, and then they'll face maybe RG3 when they play the Redskins. Fact is, we have no idea. Those guys haven't been picked yet, right?
Absolutely.
And Peyton Manning in the Denver game, really, he may not be. I mean, who knows with his health? So you really can't look that far.
Right, and that's the crazy thing about the NFL. There are teams that You might look at this schedule and be like, wow, it's a very difficult schedule. Well, we play in the AFC North, so it's going to be difficult off the bat. You know, we had three playoff teams in there last year in our division, and so our goal is to get into that mix. And the best way to do that is to start at OTAs and to start with off-season workouts and make sure that you're preparing yourself to be the best player that you can be to prepare yourself to play these games.
Draft is coming up next week, and you know very well a lot of the talk has been about the Browns perhaps drafting a running back. Trent Richardson's name's been mentioned quite a bit, possibly with the fourth overall choice. Back to your focus kind of mentality, you know it's a competitive situation no matter what. And how do you look at, let's say, whether this team adds a back or not in the draft, how do you look at the competition to either try to win a number one job or just win as much playing time as you can possibly get being part of that mix?
The way I look at it is that I have to control what I can control. And what I can control is waking up every morning and coming in here and doing what I need to do to prepare myself to play and to work hard. And I can control all those things, how much I practice, the pride I put into it, and how I can try to lead. You know, those are the things that I focus on. Anywhere you go, there's going to be competition. So whether we draft a running back or not, you know, I'm still going to have to compete with the guys in my room, you know, to play, period, right. Whether it's special teams or to have a solidified role in the offense. For me personally, I've played with Steven Jackson. I've played with Arian Foster and Ben Tate, some running backs that have, you know, had some very widely large success in this league in their first couple of years, and Steven being in his almost ninth year. So it's everywhere. That would be anywhere if I was playing for any other team. So honestly, I welcome it. You know, I have to embrace it and, you know, just do what I need to do to get ready to play.
Speaking of Steven Jackson, your former Rams teammate, and we're visiting with Chris Obanaya, by the way, Browns running back here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. You and Steven recently took a trip to Brazil. Tell me about that.
Yes, we did. Something that we had been planning since my rookie year and never really got around to doing it. And then this year, Steven was like, we're going. And so I said, okay. So, you know, we, you know, scheduled everything out and put everything together. And we went down to Brazil during their Carnival, which is really the biggest festival that Brazil has down there. And it's very interesting to go into a different culture and see what goes into it. So we were able to go to Salvador and then able to go to Rio for about a week. And it was just a great experience to see that energy and passion that they have for their countrymen and for one another. And obviously they have that buildup that's leading up to the World Cup next year. And so it was very, very interesting, very cool to see the culture and to dance in parades and all kinds of stuff like that.
Fun. Oh, I'm glad. Well, now it's back to business.
Absolutely.
All right. Chris Obanaya, our guest, thank you so much for taking the time to join us, Chris.
Thank you, guys. I appreciate it.
He is Browns running back, and he joins us here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, brought to you by Madden NFL 12. EA Sports, it's in the game.